Today, Shir's of Masechta Menachos on Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis with the Mishnah. We begin with a brief Hagdama. This long Mishnah teaches us dinim concerning Machsheves Pigel, concerning Menachos, which are identical to what we have learned in Masechta Zvachim concerning Pigel by Korbanos. When we speak about Korbanos, the main avoda which brings Kapora is the Zrikas Adam ala Mizbeach, sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. This is preceded by three other avodas, the Shechita, the Kabbalas Adam B'Kli, where we accept the dam in a Keli, Hoylochas Hadam, Eitzel HaMizbeach, and then taking the dam to the Mizbeach, followed by the final main avoda, which is matir, which permits the rest of the korban to be eaten, and that is the Zrikas Adam al Mizbeach. By Menachos, we also have four avodos, which are comparable to the four avodos of korbanos. The Iker Mechaper of Menachos is the Haktaras Hakometz on the Mizbeach. This equals the Zrikas Hadam by Korbanos on the Mizbeach. We begin with Kemitza, that equals the Maisa Shechita by Korbanos. Then comes the Kiddush Hakometz B'Kli, when we Mekadish the Kometz, that the Kohen has taken off of the Mincha and it's put into a Kli Shoris, that equals the Kabbalas Hadam by a Korban. Then the Hoylochas HaKoymetz Eitzel HaMizbeach is equal to the Hoylochas Hadam, and the Aktoras HaKoymetz on the Eish is equal to the Zrikas Hadam, and that, as we said, is the Iker Kapor of the Mincha, and it's Matir the Shirayim of the Mincha La'achila. Now, in one of these avodas, just like we have by Korbanos, the same by Menachos, if there is a Machsheves Pigel, which is to either eat the Shirayim or the Haktara, either the Achilas Adam or the Achila Legabi the Mizbeach, so a Machshavet to do that Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach during one of the avodas, not in the right time that the Torah allotted for the mincha, there will be a chi of kares if the person then eats the shirayim. If there's only a machsheves chutzl mekaymai to be makter it not in its correct place outside of the azara, then it also passels the mincha, it passels the shirayim. But there is no chiyuv chorus if the shirayim were eaten with a machshava of chutz l'mekaymoy during one of the four avodos. And now we begin our Mishnah. Begins the Mishnah. Ha-koymetz es ha-mincha, if the kohen does kmitz on the mincha, lecho shireho b'chutz, in order to eat the shirayim outside. Rashi says this means chutz la-zara. And here we are speaking about achilas adam. Oy, at the time of Kemitza, he wishes to eat kezayis mishirah b'chutz, only a kezayis of the shirayim outside of the azara, or lahakter kaimtza b'chutz, to be makter to kaimetz. Now we're speaking about achilas mizbeach, and he is thinking to do it outside of the azara, oi kezayis kaimtza b'chutz, or a kezayis of the kaimetz b'chutz, oi lahakter levonosa b'chutz, or he has kavana to be makter the levona outside of the azara, pasul ve'ein by kares. There's no kares. As we said in the Hagdama, if the kavana is only chutz l'mekaymai, it pasuls, but there is no kares. Rashi asks, six lines from the bottom of the Amud, ve'i kashe amai loitana nami kezayis melevonaisa. Just like it said a kezayis of the kaimitz, why didn't it say that he had kavana to be makdir a kezayis of the levoina chutz of the azara? So Rashi answers, tritz hachstama karabonin. If you look at the Masorish Shas, ois ches, it says karab shimon. The amri le'il, the levoina ksheira bekairit echot hilkach loitana kezayis. As we learned in yesterday, so you get a machloikas between Rab Meir, Rehuda, Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon's shita is that the Kaimetz Mincha, if it got deficient until there was only one Kairit left at the time of the Haktara, it is still kosher. That's why the Mishnah, going like Rav Shimon, did not say a Kezayis of the Lavona, because that would be only according to the Shita of Rav Meir, who says that a Lavona that is Chasara, even a Mashihu, would be puzzle. That's not the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says it can go down till you have a particle, a Kairit Echad. And Mimeil, that's why the Mishnah didn't say you had Kavona to eat to be Makter a Kezayis of the Lavona Chutz of the Azara. Continues the Mishnah, and in the Rashi here, on the Mishnah, and likewise in the Gemara, Rashi brings all of the sources for the halachas that we are learning in the Mishnah, Ayin Shum. So now we have completed the Chutz L'Mekayma. Now the Mishnah goes to the Chutz L'Zmana, where there is a Chi, of course, which is Pigel. Lechol Shireho, if he has Kavona at the time of the Kaimitz to eat the Shirayim L'machor the next day. As Rashi tells us in Divrei HaMaskil L'machor, four lines from the bottom, the Hainu Chutz L'zmani, the Mincha, and in the Cheles El Yom V'layla. This month to eat the Mincha is only one day and a night. And therefore, if he has Kavana for the next day, then it is Chutz L'zmani. Oy Kezayis M'shirei L'machor, he has Kavana to eat a Kezayis of the Shirayim tomorrow, chutz l'zmanei, or lahakter kaimtze. Now we go to achilas mizbeach. If he has kavana to be makter to kaimtz l'macher, and the next day, oy kezayis mi kaimtz l'macher, or kezayis of the kaimtz tomorrow, oy lahakter levoina l'macher, or to be makter levoina the next day, chutz l'zmana, as we continue on daf yud beis amid aleph, pigul, this is a halach of pigul, and here, if the shirayim are eaten, and this machsheves pigul took place during one of the avodas, during the Aktora, or any of the other four avodas, the halacha is, it's pigel, the chayovin, olev, of course, one would be chay, of course, if he ate the shirayim with the machsheves pigel during one of the four avodas. And now the Mishnah summarizes and says, ze haklal, this is the rule, kol hakoimetz, and here is where the four avodas of the mincha are listed, kol hakoimetz, oy nice mekli, if somebody does the kemitza, or he puts the shirai, the kaimitz into the klisharis, or hamoylech, he brings it towards the mizbeach, or hamakter, he is makter on the mizbeach, and he has a machshava, lechol dover shadar koy lechol, to eat something that the human usually eats, or ulahakter, or to be makter dover, shadar koy lahakter, that's something that's brought on the mizbeach. For example, doctor of the kaimitz, if his kavon is chutzl mekayme to do it outside of its regular place, pasul ve'en by koritz, then it's pasul, and there is no chi, of course, if he ate it. But if chutzlis manoi, if he had kavana during one of the four avoiders for chutzlis manoi, for lemacher, for the next day, more than a yom v'layla, then pigel, the chayovin of chorus, then it is pigel, and if one eats the shirayim, there would be a chir of chorus. But there's one condition, ubelvad, sheyakriv hamater kimitzvasai. It's only if the mater, this means any of the four avodas, which are mater, the shirayim for achila, which we explained was the kmitza, the nesina, and the klisharis, the hoylocha, and the haktorah on the mizbeach. It's only if those matirim are done kimitzvasei, if they're done correctly, except for the machshavas pigel. But if there's another machshava which is mu'urav, which is mixed in, and that other machshava on its own would pasel the korban, then even if he had a kavan of chutzlis manoi, there would be no chi of chorus. Now the Mishnah elaborates. Kates at Karva Matakumitzvah. So what's an example of where the mincha is brought perfectly kimitzvah as it's supposed to be, except for the machsheves pigel, and therefore there would be a chiv chorus? The Mishnah gives various cases. For example, Kamatz Pishtika, if he did the kimitza quietly, which means he may have even thought about a machsheves but he didn't utter it. When we speak about a machsheves pigel, it means he has to say it. Here he didn't say anything. So the kmitza was done, as far as we're concerned, without any pigel machsheva. But then, Nasan Bekli, Vahoylech, Vahikter Chutzuz Manui. However, the Nesin in the Kli, the last three of Vodos, were done with him telling us that he wants to do it Chutzuz Manui. So that's, that means that the Korban was brought perfectly, except for the problem of the Pigel Machshava. Oy shekametz chutzis mani, or he didn't have machshava during three of the avodas. He only had machshava during the first avoda. He was kametz chutzis mani, and then nasan bekli, he put in the kli v'hoylech. He brought it to the mizbech v'hikter b'shtika. There he did not tell us that he's doing it chutzis mani. Oy shekametz v'nasan bekli v'hoylech v'hikter chutzis mani, or he did all four avodas chutzis mani. All of these cases that we've mentioned here, the three cases, they're all considered zehu shekarva amatik mitzvasi. This is where it is done perfectly, properly, except for the machshavas pigel. And on that, the person would be chayav koros if he ate the shirayim with the machshavas pigel through one or more of the avodas. Kate said, "Loikarva matrik mitzvasei." What's a case where we would have a mixture of another machshava which would passel the korban, and therefore it's not considered as if he brought the matrik mitzvasei? He brought the matr not properly, even without the machshavas pigel. That the following are examples: kamatz chutzim kaimai. He did the kmitzah with a kavana of eating it, of being makter it outside of the azara. Nasan bekli, and then subsequently he put it in the keli, v'hoylich, v'hikter, chutz l'zmanoi, and then he did it, the last three avodas with chutz l'zmanoi, but the first avoda he did chutz l'mkoymai. Oy, shekometz chutz l'zmanoi, the first one he started out with chutz l'zmanoi, and then nasan bekli, v'hoylich, v'hikter, chutz l'mkoymai, the last three avodas he did chutz l'mkoymai. Oy, he did all four avodas chutzim kaimai, shekamatz, nasim bekli, v'holich v'hikter chutzim kaimai. All of these three cases are considered zehu shaloi karva matik mitzvasai. This is an example where he brought the mincha, he brought the kaimitz, and he did the four avodas not properly because he had either a mixture of chutzim kaimai involved, or the last case he had all of the avodas chutzim kaimai. So this is not a case of pigel, and here, even though some of the avodas may have had a kavan of chutzim manoi, there will not be a din of chorus. Now, another example of loikar of hamatik mitzvase will be by two other minachas, and they are minchas chayta, the minchas chayta which a Dalei Dalim brings. He doesn't bring a korban oil of a yoyrid. He's not rich enough to bring a behema or even beis oifos, and he can only afford a mincha without shemen and levoina, and that mincha schoita has a din of a chattas. And by chattas, we've learned the Masech Tzvachim that the halach is that shloil lishma apostles, or minchas kanois, the mincha of a soita, which likewise has a din of a chattas, and therefore loy lishma will pasel. Shekomtz and shloy lishman. He had a machshava of shloy lishman, not for the correct reason that he's bringing the kmitza, he's doing it loy lishma. And then, nasan bekli v'hoylich v'hikter chutzis mani. So the last three avodos were done with chutzis mani, but the first avoda was done with a different psul of shloy lishma. Oy, shekametz chutzis manoi, he did the kmitza chutzis manoi, but the last three avodas were with loy lishma, nasan bekli v'hoylich v'hikter shloy lishman. Oy, shekametz v'nasan bekli v'hoylich v'hikter shloy lishman, he did all four avodas shloy lishman. All of these three cases that we've mentioned here concerning minchas chayta and minchas kanois, zeo shloy karva matim k'mitzvasei, this is an example. These are examples where the korban was not brought perfectly except for the machshavas pigel of shloy lizmanoi. And since there's a mixture, or in the last case, all four of all this were shloy lishma, therefore the din is, there will not be any chi of chorus if the shirayim were eaten. What happens if he had a dual machshav, lechel kezayis bechutz and kezayis lemacher? He has a kavana to eat a kezayis outside of the azara and a kezayis tomorrow. Or kezayis lemacher, he first said he's going to eat a kezayis tomorrow, chutz lizmanei, but then kezayis bechutz. Or Kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'mocher. Only a half a zayis outside and a half a zayis l'mocher. Or kechatzi zayis l'mocher, kechatzi zayis b'chutz. Or first he thought he's going to eat a half a zayis tomorrow, chutz l'zmanei, and a half a zayis b'chutz. In all of these cases, the din is posel, the ein by chorus. There is no chorus. So here we have a mixture in the case of a kezayis b'chutz and a kezayis l'mocher. We have a mixture of kavanos, and therefore it's not considered that he was makriv mater kemitzvasa, because we have another kavana that passels. And the chiddush of chatzi zayis is that even though a machsheves pigel on a chatzi zayis by itself would not be mefagel, you need machsheves pigel on a kezayis, we are mitzarif the chatzi zayis of chutzl mekarmai to the chatzi zayis of chutzl zmanoi. And therefore the halacha is posel. We consider it a kezayis of a bad machshava, mixing both half kezayisim together. But since it's not a total one kezayis of chutz l'zmanai, there's a mixture of chutz l'zmanai and chutz l'mekarmai, therefore the halacha is ein boy chorus. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, is there a klal? In machsheves hazman means if his kavana of chutz l'zmanai of pigel kadma l'machsheves hamakam, that took place first before chutz l'mekarmai, then the halach is pigel v'chayav and alav chorus. Then the fact that he also thought for chutz l'mekarmai doesn't take away from the chutz l'zmanai, and if he would eat the shirayim, there would be a chiv chorus. In machsheves hamakam kadma l'machsheves hazman, however, if the machsheves hamakam is first, before the machshavas of Shaloi Bizmanoi, pasul the ain boy chorus, then the halach is it's pasul, there is no din chorus. And actually, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us two chidushim. The first chidush of Rabbi Yehuda is that he doesn't hold of the concept of Shaloi Hikrav Amater Kimitzvasai, and that's why the din is if he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi followed by a machshava of chutz l'mekarmai. We don't say like the Tanna Kamma that the chutz l'mekarmai takes away from the chutz l'zmanoi because it was loy korav amatik mitzvasai, and he holds there will be a chiv chorus, whereas the Tanna Kamma held there would not be a chiv chorus. And even if he wanted to say both things at the same time, I want both machshavas of pigul and of chutz l'mekarmai at the same time, but the first one that he uttered out of his mouth was chutz l'zmanai. So we say twice lashon rishon. We say that we take on whatever you said first, and therefore whatever comes later does not take away from what you said first. If you said first chutz l'zmanai, then the shirayim, if it was eaten, there's a machshavas pigel on it, and there would be a chiv chorus. However, the conclusion of the mission is chachamim oimrim zev is apostle ve'ein by chorus. This is exactly like the Tanna Kamma says. They conclude that it doesn't matter if chutz l'zmanai is first or chutz l'mekarmai is first. Once there's a mixture of l'zmanai and mekarmai, once there's chutz l'zmanai with some other kavana, chutz l'mekarmai or loy lishma by a chatas, where the other kavana would pasul by itself, there it's considered that loy hikrav amater kemitzvasai, and therefore it may be pasul. It is pasul, but ve'ein by chorus, there is no chiv chorus. Taisus the Real Maskel Chachamim Oimrim on the top of the Amid asks what usually we find the Gemara asks such a kasha. Here Taisus asks Vim Timer Haina Tanna Kamma. What's the difference between the Chachamim and the Tanna Kamma? They're saying the same thing. Taisus answers Yeshlarmer the Asa Lemistim Kavasei. The purpose of the last line of the mission is to say that this halacha becomes like a Stam Mishnah, meaning that the halacha is like the sheet of the Tanna Kamma, which is the Chachamim, that zev zev pasul ve'ein boy chorus. If there's a mixture of chutz l'mekarmai or loy lishma together with the chutz l'zmanai, it's not a pure chutz l'zmanai. It's not a case of matir korban kemitzvasai, shaloi korva matir kemitzvasai. The halacha is that it's only pasul ve'ein boy chorus. Begins the Gemara, Iboyul, who they had a shaila. And this shaila pertains to a machloikis that we had before on Daf Tes Amid Aleph between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan concerning shirayim that became chaser, they became deficient between the kmitza of the mincha and the haktorah of the kometz. And the question is, can you be makter the kometz when the shirayim were chaser? Resh Lakish holds you cannot be makter the ketores and the kometz, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could be makter of the kometz, and it affects ritzui for the bialim. The bialim receive the kapora that they need from this mincha. So the Bnei Yeshiva had a shaila ledivrei ha'omer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who states shirayim shechasru ben kmitz laktara. The shirayim became deficient. They got lost between the kmitza and the actual haktara of the kometz. So Rabbi Yochanan Shita is makter kometz aleihen. On the remaining shirayim, the kohen is able to be makar of the kometz, and it affects the ritzui for the bialim, the kaimalon. And we are of the opinion that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the kometz could be nikrav, the ois and shirayim asurim bachila, but still the akravas hakometz does not permit, as it usually does, the shirayim for achila. So now we have the following question. Mahu de teheni lehu haktara. Does the haktara work lemikve inu bepigel to affect these shirayim, which are shirayim from shirayim, because part of the shirayim got lost bepigel? If a machshava was of pigel was done during the haktara of the kometz, will it have an effect on the shirayim of making it pigel? And if somebody eats those shirayim, which became pigel, there would be a chi of chorus. And also a second question, velifkinu midei me'ila, to remove the shirayim from the halacha of me'ila. As Rashi brings down, the Gemara Masechta Me'ila, Daf Tesam et Aleph, ha-menachas mo'alen bohen mishehugdishu, that menachas, there is a din me'ila, once you're magdish, the entire mincha, the mincha is kodesh kadashim, until we do the k'mitza. And then the Gemara there tells us, ve'ein me'ila b'shirayim, once there was kar of ha-kaimetz, once you were makar of the kaimetz on the mizbeach, then the Hakravas HaKaimetz removes the Isser Me'ila from the Shirayim. So it comes out that the Haktar of the Kaimetz affects the Shirayim in two ways. One way is that if there was a Machshava during the Hakravah of the Kaimetz for Pigel, it normally affects the Shirayim that they become Pigel, with a Chi of Chorus for one who eats it. And the second way that Hakravas HaKaimetz affects the Shirayim is that it removes the din of Mila. The question is, the shirayim, which Rabbi Yochanan says, even though they're chaser, you can still be makar of the kaimetz. So what is the din legabi these two halachas? Will it be kaiveya the shirayim as pigel? As Rashi explains, do we say that since in effect, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a regular haktar of the kaimetz, and the din of haktar of kaimetz is that it affects pigel? Or do we say no, that it's like a person would have kavana on a dover shein darkoy lechel? He would have kavana, for example, to eat the kaimetz, which is supposed to be nikrav on the mizbeach, he would have a kavanah to eat the kaimetz chutz lizmanoi. So there we say that the loy mahanya machshavtoi, that his machshava of pigel does not help. So here too, since in effect there's a halacha that one cannot eat the shirayim that were nechsar, so maybe this too has a halacha of dover shein darkei lechol, and therefore, even though there's a halacha of haktoras hakoimetz, it will not be kaveya the shirayim in the iser of pigel. And likewise, legabe me'ila. Do we say that since it's a haktara, there is a din of haktaras hakoimetz, so the haktara of the kaimetz removes the din mila? Or do we say no? The only time that it removes the din mila is if it's as Rashi brings down, there's a shas heter l'kahanim, that the kahanim can now eat the shirayim. But if you're telling me that there is no heter to the kahanim, then the din me'ila does not get removed either. Those two dinim go together. The din me'ila is removed once there's a heter achila l'kahanim. But here you're telling me there's a halacha that he can't eat the shirayim. So if so, perhaps the din of me'ila is not removed, even though you have a chiyuv of haktoras hakoymetz. These were the two shilas that they had. Amar Rav Huna, as Rav Huna said, that I'm going to answer you from a machloikis which we have between Rav Akiva and Rav Lozer. There's a machloikis, Rav Akiva and Rav Lozer, in a similar din, not in Menachas, but in Zvachim. We know that the Zrika removes the din me'ila on the rest of the korban, and the rest of the korban, once you do the zrikas dam on the mizbeach, is now permitted by achila. But what happens if the meat was yotze? It went outside of the azor, it went into Yerushalayim. Can the zrikas hadam remove the din of me'ila? Now there's a psul of yoytze, there's an isser of achila because of yoytze. Will the zrika remove the me'ila? So there's machlokes Rav Lozer and Rav Akiva. Rav Lozer's shita is that the zrika does not remove the din of me'ila, because now, in fact, you're not allowed to eat the meat because of the psul of yoytze. However, Rav Akiva's shita is that the zrika will remove the Isser Mila by Yoytze. Says Rav Huna, Am Rav Huna, Afil Rav Akiva. Certainly, according to Rav Lozer, just like he holds over there that the Zrika does not remove the Mila, so too in our case, the Haktoris HaKoimetz would not remove the Mila. And as we saw from the Gemara before, these two shilas are intertwined, that if the Haktoris HaKoimetz does not remove the Mila, the Haktoris HaKoimetz will not create an iser of pigle. So afilu, that's according to Rav Lozer, but afilu Rav Akiva, the Amar Zrika Moelis Liyotze, that Zrika would help Liyotze, Hani Mil Liyotze, that's only over there by Yotze. Why? The Issa Be'ene. The meat is here. You see the entire meat, but Upasul Machmas Dover Acher. It has a side psul. As Rashi explains, the side psul is that the Aver of Yerushalayim Poisloi Sheyotzim and Akloyim. It went outside of the Azara, and therefore the air of Yerushalayim passes it. But the meat is still here. So Rabbi Kiva holds, if the meat is still here, and it's a side reason why there's an isser of yoytze on the meat, there we will say that the zrik will take away the me'ila. Avel chesaron, but here where you have a chesaron in the shirayim, the psula de gufoihu, it's not a side cause, but rather it's a psul in the very essence of the shirayim. Loi mahani le'achtora, Rav Huna shita is that even Rav Akiva will be moited to Rav Lozer, that haktora will not help to take off the din mila, and mimela hu adin, there won't be an iser pigul if you were mechashev bishas haktora as well. Amalei Rava disagrees with Rav Huna, and Rava says, Adarav, just the opposite, in my opinion. Afilu Rav Lezer, according to Rav Lezer, Da'amar Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, that he holds the word Me'elis here does not mean Me'ila, it means it's not effective. Even according to Rav Lezer, who says that Zrika is not effective Liyotze, to take away the din Me'ila, and there will be a din of Me'ila, Hanim Liyotze, the Lesser Bifnim. That's by Yotze, because it's not inside the Azara. Avel Chasorin. But here by the Shirayim, the Isa Bifnim. It is the remnants of the Shirayim, which were not lost, which are still here. They're here inside the Azara. So then even Rav Huna Rav Lozer is Maida Mahanyale Aktara. The Aktara will help. So it comes out that in Rav Huna's viewpoint, a Chasorin in the Shirayim is a worse psul than Yotze, and according to Rava, it's just the opposite, that Yotze is a worse psul than Chesaron. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mina Amina La, from where will I bring you a raya to my shita, that if the shirayim were chasru between the kmitza and the haktara, yet the haktara will help for pigul and lahaitzi from me'ilah this nan. I'll bring you a raya which is connected to our mishnah. We learned in our mishnah, ha'koymitz es ha'mincha lechol shirei abachutz. If the koyin was koymitz the mincha to eat the shirayim shalaybim koymai outside of the azora, oi kezayis mi shirei abachutz, or he had kavana at the time of the kmitza that only a kezayis of the shirayim would he eat outside of the azara. But Vitani Rabchia learned in his brisa, which was related to our mishnah, he only learned hakoymetzes amincha veloitani oikezayis. He only learned that the coin was koymetz the mincha and he had kavana to eat the shirayim bachutz. That's the first case of our mishnah, but the second case of oikezayis mishurah, he did not learn in his brisa. And the question is, my time loitani oikezayis, why did Rav Chiya not learn the case of kezayis? Because there's no one who's mechulik on this halacha that it's shayich to have a machshavas pigul even on a kezayis of the shirayim bishas one of the avodos. So why didn't Rav Chiya learn that case? Must be, says Rava, lav kigoin, it must be speaking about a case in Rav Chiya's braisa, shechosru shirayim, that between the kmitza and aktara, the shirayim became deficient, they got lost. The kamalu akizayis, and all that was left was only a kizayis. If there was less than a kizayis, then there would be no possibility of a mechsheves pigul on less than a kizayis. There has to at least be a kizayis. However, the case was that it was chaser up to a kezayis. There was a kezayis that remained. And now, the kivon de bimatan kli, since in the last three cases, the last three avodos of our mishnah, which Rav Chiya and his brayso was also referring to, as you remember, there are four avodos: the kmitza, then the kabbalah in the kiddush and the kli shoreis, the hoylocha to the mizbeach, and then the actual haktor on top of the mizbeach. So, since in the last three cases, the kivin debimatan kli, behiluch in the walking, ubaktor and in the actual haktor, loy masnile, as we turn to Yudbeis Amid Beis, Loi Masni Le Oikezayis, there it wouldn't say Oikezayis, and we'll soon explain why. And now we're going to learn the words here according to the Mesoris Hashas, who brings it from the Tzoyin Kodeshim. It should read, Oikezayis Bekmitza Bishirayim. It should read, Bekmitza Bishirayim Nami Loitani. So again, starting from Amud Aleph, since in the three cases of Matan Kli, Hiluch, and Aktorah, Loi Masni, Loi Oikezayis, so therefore, Bekmitza, Bishirayim, Nami, Loi Tani, Oikezayis. And Rashi says a pshat here, which is a little complicated. I think the simplest way to learn this is what I heard on the Dialadah from Rabbi Yisrael Belsky Shlita, the following explanation in Pashu Pshat in this Gemara. In other words, in the last three avodos of Matan Kli, Hiluch, and Haktara, if it became chaser to a kezayis, it's redundant to say that he had a kavana to eat during those three avodas, that he's going to eat the shirayim oikezayis. Because you're telling me it's speaking about a case where it was chaser to a kezayis. So you're saying the same thing twice. So in the last three cases, the last three avodos, we understand why it doesn't say oy kezayis, because Shirayim and oy kezayis is the exact same case, since we said that this brisa of Rabchi is speaking in a case that it was chaser between the kmitza and the aktor, and it went down till a kezayis. So when you say Shirayim, you mean kezayis. It's redundant to say again Shirayim oy kezayis. Therefore, even in the first case, which is the case of the kmitza itself, hakoy mitza samincha, there, in fact, it could have said oikezayis. Why? Because when your koy mitza samincha, there's nothing chaser. It's only chaser after you were koy mitza mincha. Because if there was chaser before you were koy mitza mincha, or at the time of koy mitza of the mincha, then the whole kmitza is a puzzle. You must have the entire mincha there when you make the kmitza. It's only possible to kasher, to say it's kasher, if it was chaser between the kmitza and the haktara. So therefore, in the case of hakoy mitzvah samincha, you have the whole mincha there without anything chaser. So there, it would make sense, logically, to say that he had kavana either on the shirayim, or he had kavana, I'm only going to eat a koimitz, I'm only going to eat a kezayis b'chutz. That would have made sense. However, since the last three avodas, as we just explained, it would have been redundant, because those three were speaking about a case where it was chaser and were down to a kezayis. Therefore, to make it uniform, because of the symmetrical nature that Reb Chiya wanted to do, so he didn't say oy kezayis in the first case, even though he could have said oy kezayis in the first case. So let's read the words over now again. Starting from Amud Aleph, v'kivim debematn kli, behilch ubaktora, loy masni le oy kezayis. So therefore, in the first case also, b'kmitza b'shirayim nami loitani oikezayis, and we leave out the words lechol shirayim according to this girsa, and after the word kmitza we put in the word b'shirayim. B'kmitza b'shirayim nami loitani oikezayis. So therefore, according to what Rava understands Rav Chiya's b'raisa, it's speaking about where after the kmitza, before the aktor, it was chaser. And as we just explained, that's why Rav Chiya didn't put in the braisa oy kezayis. Now that we've established what the case is, uktani seifa, and what does it say in the seifa of that braisa of Rav Chiya, parallel to the seifa of our Mishnah, pigel, that if he had a machshava to eat it chutz lizmanoi, it becomes pigel, the chayovin alav chorus, and there's a chi of chorus if one eats it after it became pigel. So from here I have a raya, says Rav Chiya, says Rava, from the brice of Rav Chiya, alma mahan yiluhu haktara. So we see your shaila was that if there's chaser between the kmitza and the haktara, is it shaykh to have a din pigel through that haktara? Through the kmitza of something that became chaser, that was yiriboyu lehu ledivri oimer shirayim shechaser ben kmitza laktara makdir koy mitzaleyan, and your shaila was, does that haktara help to make it pigel? So the answer is yes, because that's what the case of Rabbi is speaking about, and we see that it shaykh a din pigel on the four avodos, including the aktaras of the kaimetz, the chayach din pigel on the shirayim, even though they became chaser. So we have a raya from Rav Chiya. Alma mahan yilahu haktara, to make it pigel. Amar le Abaye, said Abaye, loy, hamani Rav Lazar hi. And as the Bach has it, Amar le Abaye, loy lam loy mahan yilahu. Really, I'll tell you, you don't have a raya, Rav. Really, Daktara on a shirayim that was chaser does not help to make it into pigel. But you, and it's not speaking about a case, Rav Chiya's Bryce is not speaking about a case where it was chaser between Daktara and the Kmitza, between the Kmitza and Daktara, as you wanted to say. It wasn't chaser at all. And there's another reason why Rav Chiya did not have in the Bryce the case of Oikezayis. That was your whole diuk. Why didn't he have the case of Oikezayis? I have a different reason. It's going according to Reb Lezer. What sheet of Reb Lezer is this? Reb Lezer, this nun. We learned in the Mishnah in Mesech Tzvachim on Daf Kuftes Amid Beis, where the Mishnah says six things which you bring the entire Dover to be mukter completely on the Mizbeach. And what are they? Hakoymes, as Rashi says, which we've been learning in the whole sugi here, a mincha of a Yisrael that you made kmitz on, the kohen made kmitz on, so the entire kmitz is brought on the Mizbeach. V'halavoyna, and the levona that's connected with that mincha. V'haktoiris, and the ktoiris that was brought shachar Ubein or Abayim, it was brought Boiker and Erev morning and night, so that Ketiris likewise is burnt totally on the Mizbeach. Uminchas Koyanim, a mincha of a Koyin, as opposed to a mincha of Yisrael where there's Kmitza and the Kohanim eat the Shirayim, the mincha of a Koyin is consumed totally, as Rashi brings down the Pasuk, V'chol minchas Koyin kolul tiyeh, it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Umincha's Koin Mashiach, and the mincha of a Koin Gadol that was brought every day, likewise it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach. And finally, the sixth case, Umincha's Nesachim, and a Mincha's Nesachim, which refers to the mincha connected, which is brought after an oil and a shlamim, Soilus Belula Bashemen. So this Mincha's Nesachim is likewise totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So now the case was, this is a shayla of halah b'chutz. It's not a case of shchute chutz. We're not talking about a zevach, a korban, but we're talking about these dvorim that are totally burnt on the mizbeach. So a halah, if it was brought up on the mizbeach, b'chutz, it was brought not on the mizbeach, it was brought on a boma outside of the Beis HaMikdash, shehikrev me'achas mehen kizayis b'chutz chayif. Let's say you weren't makter the whole kaimitz, the whole minchas kayin. You only were makter a kezayis of it. Are you chayiv for yoytze? So the Tanakhama says, yes, you're chayiv for halah, b'chutz. Rabbi Lazar paters, ad sheyakriv es kuloi. Or as the Bach has the gear says, sheyakter es kuloi. And the Bach continues, v'kivin, the bekmitzi leaves out the word the baktara. The kivon the bekmitzi loy masne le oikezayis mikumtzu bechutz. Since concerning kmitzi, he didn't learn oikezayis. Why? Because since it's going according to our brisa of Reb Chiya, which you were medayik, he doesn't say oikezayis. You know why he doesn't say oikezayis? Because according to Reb Lazer, if you are makriv oikezayis bechutz, you're not oiver. So therefore, if you're not oiver, it's not considered, we see that a kezayis of the kmitza is not considered a haktara. That's why you're not chai for a lost chutz outside. So who adin, if he had kavana, vishas one of the avoidus, to be makter only a kezayis of the kaimitz, it's considered as if he had no kavana. It's his machshav is dvorm betalim, because a haktorah of a kezayis is not called haktoras hakaimetz. So just like you're not oiver on it b'chutz, you do not cause a din of pigul if you had a machshav to do that halah of a kezayis of the kaimetz b'chutz. So since concerning the kmitza, since it's going like Rabbi Lazar, he couldn't say kezayis. So therefore, b'shirayim nami loy masin loy kezayis. So therefore, just like the gabe the achilas mizbeach, we mentioned that in our Mishnah there are two dinim. There's concerning achilas mizbeach and achilas adam. So since concerning achilas mizbeach, if it's going like Reb Lazer, he couldn't have said a case of pigul where it's only negeya kezayis of the kaimitz. So who had been concerning eating achilas adam b'shirayim nami, even though there everybody holds that there would be a din of Machshavas Pigel on a Kezayis of the Shirayim, but if he didn't mention it, Legabi the Haktoris HaKoymetz, he didn't mention it, Legabi the Achilus Adam, the Kezayis of the Shirayim also, B'Shirayim Nami Loi Masni Loi Oi Kezayis. And it has nothing to do with being Chosser between the Kemitza and the Haktorah. As the Gemara, I Rab Lozer, if it's Taka going like Rab Lozer, so then I have a different difficulty. Hi, La Hakter Koimtz, so why do you say that it's being about to be Makter Koimtz? It should have said, La Hakter, according to Rab Lozer, Lishitasai, it should have said, La Hakter Koimtz, Olavanasim Eboyele. Rab Lozer's Shita is that you're not Oiver for Haktoris HaKoimtz Bechutz unless you're Makter at the same time to Levoina. Just like Rab Lozer holds, you have to be Makter the whole Ketoris Bechutz, the whole Kemitza Bechutz, and not just the Kezayis of it. Likewise, he holds that the Kemitza goes together with the Levoina. This now we learned in a Mishnah in Zvachim Dav Kuf Yoramid Aleph, HaKoimitz VaLevoina, SheHikrovis Echad Me'en Bechutz, Chayiv, Tanakama holds, again, Lishitasa, just like the Tanakama holds, that Kezayis from the Koimitz is enough to be over on Halos Chutz, Huadin, if you're Makrav only the Koimitz and not the Levoina, you're Chayiv. Rab Lozer says no. You have to do the whole thing. Poiter, if it's only the Kaimitz, even though it's the whole Kaimitz, but it's missing the Levana, you're Poiter. Achi Yaakov Ishneim, until you're Makar both of them. So therefore, if you're telling me our Bryce of Rebchi is going according to Rab Lozer, then it should have said he had Kavanah to be Makar of the Kaimitz and the Levana. Why does it just say to be Makar of the Kaimitz, to be Makdir the Kaimitz? Answers the Gemara, Lo Nitzrucha El LeKaimitz Mintchas Chayit. It's still going like Rab Lozer, and that's why I couldn't have said a Kezayis Legabi Daktar of the Kaimitz. And your question about the Levoina, it's speaking about Mintchas Chayit, and Mintchas Chayit doesn't get the Levoina, doesn't get Shem, and doesn't get Levoina. And Rashi speaks out that according to this way of understanding the Mishnah, we understand that when it says in the Mishnah, the Levoina alone, if it's going according to Rab Lozer, must be speaking about the Levoina of the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim has only Levoina, doesn't have the Koimitz. So Memela, the Koimitz is speaking about without Levoina by Minchas Chayta, and the Levoina is speaking about without a Koimitz by Lechem Aponim, according to Rab Lozer. That's how we'll learn Rab Lozer, that Rab Chi is going like Rab Lozer. Ask the Gemara, the Ichbal Tana Lashmin and Koimitz, the Minchas Chayta, is the Tana of the Brice of Rab Chi. Is he... Ichbal means Tarach. Is he bothering himself to say a case specifically by Minchas Chayta? Says the Gemara in, yes, V'chein ki osu Ravdimi. Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omer Rab Lozer. He said in the name of Rab Lozer, the Amoira, that Rab Lozer, the Amoira said, Kaimitz the Minchas Chayta, who? That it's speaking about a case of Kaimitz the Minchas Chayta, and who is it going according to? Rab Lozer, he. It's going according to Rab Lozer, the Tana. So this is the Gemara until this point, and Rava had wanted to bring a Raya, and Abaya is slugging up the Raya and saying that it's going according to Rab Lozer. But Hadar Amar Rava then retracted. And on second thought, Rava said, Lav Milsi Damri, what I said before, that even according to Rab Lozer, who holds that Zerika does not help on Yoitze, but I wanted to say that he will also be Moide, that it will work on Chaser and Huadin. Haktara will work on Chaser. What I said before on Ahmed Aleph is not correct. The Sanya we learned in Abraisa. It says concerning the Bazichim of the Lechem upon him, and Rashi brings the Pasuk, Ki Kodesh Kadoshim Hu Loi. So we learn out, Kodesh Kadoshim Hu, there's a Miyut It that's telling us, She'im Nifrisa Achas, the Tzoyin Kodeshim tells us that should be here, Michaloi Seo, that if one of the chalos, the 12 chalos of the Lechem Aponim became broken, in other words, it was missing, it wasn't a full challah, kulam psulois. So you don't have the full number of 12, and therefore they're all posel. And Aktoris Bezichin will of the Levoin and the Bezichin will not allow you, the Kohanim, to eat from the Lechem Aponim. So I can make a diuk, said Rava, ha yotzes. And Rashi says the next word should be hanach. Ha yotzes hanach de ikka gavoi ksheres. Ha yotzes, if there was one or two challahs that were outside of the Azara, the rest of the challahs that remain inside, even though those one or two are possible because they were yotzei, but these hanach de ikka gavoi, these that are still inside, are ksheres. And even though there's a halacha that you must have for the haktorah of the levoina to work, you must have all 12 challahs present. So what do we see? That the haktorah's halavoina, which is equivalent to the zrika by dam, so the din is that it works. It's considered, even the ones that are outside, it's considered as if they're together with the ones on the inside, even though you can't eat the ones on the outside, but the Haktor of the Levoina will work on the ones that are inside. So, man shamat leidom is zrika me'alis liyotzei, who is the man diyomer who holds that zrika helps for yotzei, as we learned on Amud Aleph, there was the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, and it's Rabbi Akiva he. It's Rabbi Akiva Shita who holds that even if it's yotzei, the zrika works. And that's what we wanted to compare, that the haktarah should work by the kmitza, even if it's chaser in the shirayim. We were comparing one din to the other. But here you see, so I wanted to say, Rav said on Amud Aleph, that even according to Rav Lozer, who says that it doesn't work, the zrika doesn't work on the yotzei, but yet it will work on chaser, because chaser is here, it's in the Azara. From here I see, from this brisa I see, that we're just learning now, that even though this brisa is going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that zrika helps on yotzei, and that's why the haktara of the levoina, which is equal to the zrika, the haktara of the levoina of the lechem upon, which is equal to the zrika by korbanos, works on the lechem aponim, even though two of the lechem upon him, let's say, were yotzei. So who's that going according to Rabbi Akiva? And yet, v'kamer nifritz aloi, and yet it says that chaser is no good. So I see, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's chaser, it's no good. I wanted to say that chaser is better than yotzei, and here I see that even Rabbi Akiva, who's makel by yotzei, holds that chaser is no good. So forget about what I said on Amud Aleph. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, you have no proof. Meek Tony Ha Yotzes. That's your own diak. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say beferish, but Yotzes, the din will be that it works. That the hakrav of the Levona of the Bezichin on the Mizbeach will help by case of Yotzes. Dilma, maybe the diak is Ha Nitmas Hanach Sheris. If some of them became Tomei, let's say two of the Lechem upon them became Tomei, Hanach, the rest, Sheris. The other 10 are kosher. Why? My time at the Meratzah Tzitz, because Tuma has a kula that the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper on it. So since it has that kula, which you don't find by other psulim, so that's why Daktar of the Levoina will work on those lechem upon him that did not become Tomei. And it's still considered as if the ones that did become Tomei are part of the ones that didn't, and you'd still have the minion, the shear, the amount you need of 12 challahs in order for the bezichin to work. So there's a special dispensation by Tuma. Aval Yotzes Lai, really Yotzes will not work. V'Rab Lezervi, and really this is going according to Rab Lezer. The Amar Ein Zrika Malis the Yotze, that Zrika does not help by Yotze. Not like you wanted to say it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, holds Zrika works by Yotze. No, it's going according to Rab Lezer, holds Zrika does not work. Ubedinu, and really the Bor Leila Misni Nami Yotzes. Really, it should have said that not only is Nifrasa no good, but Yotze is also no good because it's going like Rab Lezer. So why did it only say in the Brisa Nifrasa is no good? Hakam Ashman Dafila Nifrasa. There's a bigger chiddush. Even Nifrasa the Isa Bifnim Loi Mahani Le'Aktara. that you Rav Ataka had a swara on Amid Aleph that if it's here, so Nifrasa has a mila over Yotza. That even Rav Lezer holds that Yotza is no good, will hold that if it's here, if it's just chaser, that it will be good. So that's what the Braisa here is teaching you, not like that Svara. That just because it's here in Dazara, it still doesn't work. So that's why it's not a case of Chosra. But really, Yaitz is also no good. So Abai is saying that whatever Rabbi Eliezer holds by Yotza, he'll hold the same even by Nifrasa, by Nechsar. It's equal. We don't say that one is any better than the other. Both are no good. The only one that's good is the case of Tumah. And what about according to Rabbi Akiva? Aval Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Zriko Me'elisli, I'd say. So Abaye wants to say, my Svara is that Rabbi Lezer holds both are no good, both Yotze and Nechzer are no good, and Rabbi Akiva holds that both are good. Aval Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Zriko Me'elisli, I'd say. Afil Chesor Nami Mahani Le'Aktara. If Zrik helps for Yotze, not only will it help for Yotze, it will also help for Chesor, and if it's missing. So Memela, according to Abaye, it comes out that our original Shaila, if Haktara helps for Pigel and to take away from Me'ila, if the Kaimitz became, if the Shirayim became Nechsar, were missing between the Kaimitz and the Haktara on the Mizbeach, this Shaila will depend on the Machlaikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds that, according to Abaye, both by Yotze and by Chesorin, the Zrika doesn't help by a Korban, and Huadin, the Haktara will not help by the Kaimitz, in the case of the Shraim that was Nechzar, so it will not make it Pigel, it will not remove from Me'ila. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds that Zrika works both on Yotze and on Chaser, and Huadin by the Haktaras of the Levoina, it will work, and Huadin by the Haktara of the Kaimitz, it will work, according to Rabbi Akiva, to make Pigel and to be Moitzi Lidei Mila, both by Yotze and by Chaser. So by your Shail of Chaser, it'll be Tolin Machlaikis, according to Abaye, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And there is no difference, according to Abaye. If you hold it doesn't work, then it doesn't work by Yotze or Nechzer. If you hold it does work, then it works both by Yotze and by Nechzer.